The Isle of Man TT is once again on everybody's mind, and a man back for more success in 2011 on three wheels is Klaus Klaffenbock. In your wildest dreams, two wins in a week, did you ever think that would happen?
That's what we come for. We came over to win the TT, and to be honest, we tried it hard and we tried it for a long time. Well, at least it was a very, very good feeling, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of guys pushing you really hard this year and some great competition.
Yeah, but that's the interesting thing on a competition, that a lot of guys try, and we try even harder than last year. We did a very well preparation over the winter, and I'm looking forward for this year's TT.
And finally, are you thinking about Nick Crowe's lap record?
I never went out for a record, or I always said I'm going and give my best and see what's coming out. I've too much respect from that kind of racing.
Local hopes were dashed last year, first in Saturday's Superbike race after Colman Cummins retired from the front with mechanical failure, and then whilst fighting for the lead had a massive off in Friday's senior. Luckily, he's up and about and incredibly ready to race.
Was there a time during your recovery and that you just thought, well, hang on a second, actually I prefer not to do this?
Yeah, I mean, there was a stage where I thought, well, I'm going to have to look at some other career option. I even looked at getting an apprenticeship and joinery at the college, but I think there's a few things working against me there, really. You know, I'd have been a bit of a health and safety hazard. So that option went out the window, and I've just basically just everything, probably since that point, it's just, you know, every day has been an improvement day, and I've got better and better. So since that happened, the dream of, or the, you know, the want to get back on the bike has come to fruition, and as I say, very lucky, very lucky.
So you've been testing, Northwest is coming up, and then hopefully 100% for the TT?
Yeah, well, I've been testing, I've done five tests now. Northwest 200's coming up in middle of May time. That's the first major international road race, but I've got my first British Championship race this weekend, so I'm going to give it a go, see how I end up, and hopefully at the end of the season I'm still here and smiling.
Dan Neen is another local hope that's been in the wars. Dan, race against time to get fit?
Yeah, well, I think I've got plenty of time, really. It's just, you know, when I can get out before TT, really, because I'd like to get out, you know, and get a few events under my belt. So, yeah, just have to, you know, see how I go, really, and get a bike together. That's the main thing. So,
can you get yourself to the Northwest, do you think?
Yeah, I don't see why not, but, you know, I'll just concentrate and get myself sorted before, you know, try pushing too hard. So, yeah, just see how it goes.
You're coming through as a bit of a super sport king. Is there a win in you this year?
I don't know. I'm not too sure, to be honest. I mean, got a fair bit of work to do on the bikes to improve them a little bit, but I think, you know, it should be good. Just keep improving on all the years and see how we go.
And what about the big bikes? How are you feeling on them?
Yeah, well, I was feeling good until the other day, but yeah, it was all going pretty well, really. Just one of them things, you know. But the new ZX10's working really good, and can't wait to get another one built up and get out on it, so yeah, should be good.
Last year, though, was all about one man. Five wins from five starts left most people speechless. However, after an end-of-season smash at a wet race at Silverstone, this year's TT will be a race against time for Ian Hutchinson. 2011 for you must be on the cusp, is it?
Yeah, we're obviously got a bit of a battle to fight, but, you know, we'll just keep going as we can at the moment, and hopefully we're, you know, good to go.
And on a Yamaha in the 50th celebration for them, that must be pretty special.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've got some real special bikes built for me, and, you know, I just can't wait to get going with them, really.
So go on then, pick a winner out of that lot. I can't. One from about 12. Roll on, June.
Energy FM. Love it. Play it. Energy.